if I would say that, you know, it's important to recognize what's happening to the RFS. This is not covered as much, frankly, and to a certain extent, you all, I think, have a responsibility here. And that responsibility is to point out that the oil industry has made a concerted, organized, well-financed attack on the renewable fuel standard. A lot of focus has been on the EPA and the administration, but it is the oil industry that has gone to court to try to limit the impact of the RFS. It is the oil industry that has gone to Capitol Hill to try to insert in appropriations bills and in other bills an elimination or curtailment or restriction of the renewable fuel standard. It is the oil industry that was able to obtain in the Farm Bill a restriction on how we can use REAP resources. We previously had been using them to fund blender pumps. That's no longer authorized or allowed. We're going to get around that. We have additional programs that we could use to assist. It's going to make it a bit more difficult for us. But we're going to continue to focus on expanding access to higher blends because that's one way of responding to the concerns with the blend wall. And I think it's also appropriate to point out that it's the oil industry working in concert with others that has made it very difficult to expand higher blend availability. We have 9 to 10 to 11 million vehicles in the country today that are capable of using a higher blend of fuel, but they simply can't find it because it's not available in their region, in their locale, in their community. And that's a choice that people are making. We have had resources for some time. We're willing to provide financial assistance and help, but it's a choice that folks are making because they've been encouraged not to provide E85 pumps, not to provide blender pumps. And so what the EPA is doing, I think, is responding to the need to make sure that there is a strong, defensible RFS. That's not something that a court would be convinced to strike down or court would be convinced to eliminate. And to do that, they have to basically pay attention to what the market is doing. And when the RFS proposal was originally set forward, Americans weren't using as much gas. There were many reasons for that. The poor economy during the recession was one reason. Better fuel efficiency in our cars and trucks, another reason. And so based on those numbers, they made certain calculations. Well, we've pointed out, and they've been aware of the fact that Americans, as the economy is improving, as we've had 50 consecutive months of job growth, 9.2 million additional jobs, unemployment rate coming down, people are driving more. People are feel free to go places. So gas utilization is up. Well, that happens, that we are encouraging EPA to take that into consideration in looking at the final numbers. We're also suggesting that that they need to make sure that they do understand that there is expansion opportunity for E85, and that needs to be factored into the equation. But I think at the end of it, we share with the EPA the need for making sure that this RFS is as legally strong and defensible as possible, because there is no question there is a concerted attack, and it is well-financed. And there's no question where the money's coming from.